Section 6. Safety Laws, Issues. Safety Belt Law. Under Wyoming law, a safety belt, seat belt, must be worn by all occupants of the vehicle, including the driver. It's the driver's responsibility to see that the law is obeyed. Children must be properly restrained in appropriate child restraint systems. Safety belts should be worn properly. The lap belt should be drawn snugly across the hip bones. It should never be worn across the stomach or soft part of the abdomen. The shoulder strap should be loose enough to allow the driver to reach important controls. The shoulder strap should not be worn alone. Persons not required to wear a safety belt include anyone. With a written statement from a physician that it is not advisable for the person to wear a safety belt for physical or medical reasons. In any passenger vehicle not required to be equipped with safety belts under federal law. Who is a U.S. Postal Service worker performing duties as a postal carrier? Properly secured in a child safety restraint system. Occupying a front seat in a vehicle in which all operable safety restraints are being used by the driver or passengers. The Driver License Compact. Wyoming is a member of the Driver License Compact. The compact provides guidelines for greater cooperation among states in driver license issues, and provides a one license, one record concept. All states except Georgia, Massachusetts, Michigan, Tennessee, and Wisconsin are currently members. How alcohol and drugs affect you and your ability to drive. Alcohol, the major cause of crashes. Driving while under the influence of alcohol is the major cause of almost half of the crashes in which someone is killed. Nationwide, nearly 25,000 persons die each year because of drivers who have been drinking. Alcohol is a drug that slows the activity of the brain and spinal cord. When alcohol enters the stomach, it goes directly into the blood and to all parts of the body, including the brain. Its effect is to put the brain to sleep when taken in sufficient amounts. Alcohol directly affects a person's ability to drive. If a person drinks increasing amounts of alcohol, the amount of alcohol in the blood will rise accordingly, and the degree of impairment and the intensity of the effect will rise rapidly. The amount or concentration of alcohol in the blood is known as blood alcohol concentration or BAC. Three factors influence a person's BAC. The amount of alcohol consumed, the period of time over which the alcohol was consumed, and the person's body weight. Effects of the amount of alcohol. Pure ethyl alcohol is a colorless liquid that looks like water but has a burning taste. It mixes readily with other liquids. Its strength is reduced by the amount of water or mix used. Beer usually contains about 5% alcohol, wines 12 or 20%, and hard liquors, such as whiskey, gin, vodka, rum, brandy, etc., about 40 to 50%. Therefore, 12 ounces of beer, 3 to 5 ounces of wine, and 1.5 ounces of 86 proof hard liquor each have about 0.5 ounce of alcohol. Effects of time. When alcohol reaches the stomach, it is absorbed directly into the bloodstream. As more and more alcohol is absorbed, the percentage of alcohol in the blood gets higher and higher. A person may feel the effects of alcohol shortly after starting to drink. The effects will increase with the passage of time since it takes 30 to 40 minutes to totally absorb the alcohol contained in a single drink. While food or milk in the stomach does slow absorption, 2 hours later it won't matter if you had been drinking on a full stomach or not. If two persons of equal weight drink the same amount, they will have about the same BAC at the end of that 2 hour period. Time is the only significant factor in reducing BAC levels. Approximately 90% of the alcohol in your body is eliminated by the liver. It is eliminated at a constant rate, and this rate is about the same for all persons, about one drink per hour. It cannot be eliminated any faster. Showering, drinking coffee, or exercising in an effort to sober up are useless. Only time can do the job. Effects of body weight. Heavier people do have more blood and body fluids which dilute a given amount of alcohol more than a light person's blood and fluids. Therefore, if a heavy person and a light person drink the same amount of alcohol, the heavy person will likely have a lower BAC. Drunkenness is not always apparent. A BAC of 0.02% is considered low, and most persons are not significantly affected by alcohol at this level. On the other hand, a BAC of 0.08% is considered to be high, and people at this level are impaired mentally and physically whether or not they show it. Many people think that drunkenness is determined by outward signs. They have in mind individuals who stagger, slobber, or put lampshades on their heads. However, there are individuals who regularly drink to relatively high BACs that do not show any of the outward signs. Even though they are able to compensate and cover up their drunkenness, they still increase their chances of being in a crash if they drive with a BAC of 0.02% or higher. As a person's BAC rises, their ability to judge and make accurate decisions in traffic become more and more impaired, regardless of whether they appear to be impaired. Effects on decision-making. Alcohol seriously impairs the ability to drive safely because the ability to identify, predict, decide, and execute is seriously reduced. Identify. Senses such as vision, hearing, and body position are reduced, and therefore a person's ability to detect hazards in a pattern of traffic is seriously affected. Impaired drivers tend to fix their vision on a particular object and not see others. The ability to detect persons and vehicles to the side is almost completely lost. Hearing is reduced, as is the ability to judge distances. Drivers with a high BAC may also lose their sense of body position, and with increasing impairment, they may fade across the centerline, wander from lane to lane, and even run off the road. Predict. Effective drivers predict what other drivers might do to cause them problems, and driving under the influence of alcohol, with the ability to see, hear, and feel body position impaired, makes such predictions difficult, if not impossible. Decide. The ability to make good decisions in critical situations is also vitally important to safe driving, and that ability is seriously affected when it is based on faulty senses, faulty judgments, and poor predictions. Couple this with the false sense of confidence and lack of good judgment that alcohol provides, and you can see how very likely it is that the impaired driver will make bad decisions in critical driving situations. Execute. In demonstrations using driving simulators, test subjects often turn left when they think they are turning right. They jam on the accelerator when they think they are applying the brakes. This happens even though the people being tested may be sober by outward appearances and legal definition. Even if they execute correctly, they do so much slower. Because of this reduced ability to execute, a drinking driver, traveling at 55 miles per hour, will drive an additional 32 feet or more before he can apply the brakes. Even at lower speeds, this added 2/5 of a second can be the difference between crashing and not crashing. Other factors. There are several other factors that influence a driver's ability to operate a vehicle safely when drinking. These factors help explain why people behave differently when affected by alcohol, and why some drivers show greater impairment than others with the same BAC. Driving experience. Alcohol affects the inexperienced driver more than the experienced driver. The poor or inexperienced driver will become a much worse driver quicker when drinking, and even small amounts of alcohol are likely to increase the number of errors dramatically. Drinking experience. The same can be said of less experienced drinkers. Beginning drinkers will often show greater impairment and be less able to drive after drinking than a person who is a more experienced drinker. Driving conditions. Unusual weather, lighting, and road conditions make driving more difficult and call for a higher level of performance, while drinking only reduces a person's ability to perform. The drinking driver will not be able to lift his performance level. Mental state. A person who is tired, angry, anxious, emotionally upset, or even elated, may already be impaired as a driver. The good driver will compensate for these conditions, but alcohol reduces the ability to do so. In fact, anger and alcohol have been found to be one of the most dangerous combinations. Simply put, alcohol makes it much more difficult for people to control themselves. Drinking and driving, is it worth it? If you are placed under arrest for driving under the influence, a chemical test or tests to determine your BAC may result. Under the implied consent law, drivers are deemed to have given their consent to such tests whenever driving on a public street or highway. If you refuse to take the required test or tests, your driver license and driving privileges will be suspended for 6 to 18 months, and you may be subject to criminal penalties. If you submit to the required test or tests and your BAC is 0.08% or more, your driver license and driving privileges will be suspended for 90 days and you may be subject to criminal penalties. And while a BAC of 0.08% or more may result in a conviction, you may also be convicted of DWUI with a BAC of 0.05% and other supporting evidence. It's your decision. We would suggest you seriously consider planning ahead so that you do not have to drive after you have been drinking. Other drugs. Most of the common drugs, diet, sleeping, allergy, tranquilizers, affect at least one of the major skills you need as a driver. Drivers need to know how drugs affect their ability to identify, predict, decide and execute. Diet and stay-awake pills, known as PEP pills, uppers and speed, give drivers a false feeling of alertness and often increase self-confidence, which may lead to excessive risk-taking. Some drivers try to drive longer by taking stay-awake pills. However, these drugs keep drivers from realizing how tired they are and that they therefore do not have the ability to identify critical objects and make quick decisions. Attempts to stay awake with drugs can cause additional problems. Sleeping pills are intended to relax and help persons sleep. They can make thinking difficult, affect emotions and cause sleepiness. They can affect all of the driving IPDE skills for several hours. Allergy pills and cold remedies. These pills can contain a variety of antihistamines, bromides, codeine and alcohol. They can cause a person to become sleepy and impair a person's ability to think clearly. Tranquilizers. These pills are intended to help a person calm down. The drugs cause a person to become less alert and sleepy. They also make thinking difficult and affect emotions. The pills can affect alertness, attention, judgment and reactions. The effects may last for several hours. Mind-altering drugs. Marijuana, LSD, heroin and similar drugs are illegal. They are often impure and may vary in strength. These drugs often affect a person's mood, vision, reaction and ability to judge time and space. They tend to make users indifferent to or even unaware of their surroundings. The total effects are often unpredictable. Anyone under the influence of these drugs must not attempt to drive a motor vehicle. Be cautious of new medicines. Do not drive until you are certain that they will not impair your driving. You should know that driving while under the influence of any controlled drug is not legal. You may be charged and convicted of DWUI. Ask your doctor about what effects any drugs he prescribes might have on your driving. Read the label carefully before you buy or use any over-the-counter or non-prescription drug.